SBS Radio. 7 billion stories and counting.
Gezellig even een kopje thee drinken. Susie Middelkoop van Tea by the Sea is tea master. Susie's ouders hadden een theesalon en Susie hielp daarmee als kind. Susie verstaat Nederlands, maar spreekt het eigenlijk niet meer. Dus ik praat Nederlands tegen Susie en Susie praat Engels terug. Ik wilde natuurlijk weten, wat doet een tea master eigenlijk?
A tea master is someone who has a very deep interest and willingness to allow tea to transcend their everyday life. It's an understanding of where tea is grown, where it comes from, how it's used in social and cultural circumstances and environments. And it's something that connects people and it provides that gezelligheid in order for a connection between people that might not even speak the same language.
Waarom de thee?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. My parents, mijn ouders, zijn ook from Nederland. And they created a tea room in Australia when they came out to Australia. And I was part of that growing up. So even from the young age of 9, I was part of serving tea to people, making the tea for people. And of course, there was always apple tart and croquetten and all sorts of yummy Dutch goodies on offer. So I guess it was part of my upbringing. And interestingly, my path crossed with a tea leaf reader and my tea knowledge, I guess, nurtured, and I just had this thirst to find out more, and that's what led me to study tea and become a certified tea master.
Waarom denk je dat Nederlands eten zo goed samengaat met thee?
Look, I think the Dutch people love their tea, and I guess they're very good at making things very cozy and gezellig. So tea is just a part of that, and I think too with the traditional Dutch cuisine, tea actually goes very well with like kroketten and pannenkoek, like with spek and stroop. So I think if you choose a tea that works through the richness of the food, like a green tea or an oolong, is perfect for that Dutch cuisine. And of course, with the kroketten, you can also choose something like a Ceylon tea or even a green gunpowder tea from China. Equally, I think it's a palate cleanser, so it's a good introduction or in-between thing to enjoy between meals.
Wat is jouw eigen favoriet?
I must say that I'm a bit partial to the first flush Darjeeling, so I start my day every morning with a pot of very light Darjeeling tea from India, and they do describe that as the champagne of tea. So I'm a little bit spoiled, but there's so many things out there that everyone can find their own favorite.
Susie, it komt allemaal van dezelfde boom eigenlijk, hè?
That's far, echt waar. So it's the Camellia sinensis plant. So it's just in the way the tea has been processed that allows you to come up with the different flavor profiles. And even where the tea has actually grown, it takes on the, what do we describe that, the terroir of the environment. So it will pick up like the monsoon rains, or if it's growing near the seaside, it will take on those marine notes. Or if it's grown in paddocks or in fields where other flowers are growing, like peach and apricot blossoms, those sort of flavor nuances come out in the tea. So that's what makes it so remarkable.
What do you met your masters? Waar leidt dit toe?
Well, what I focus on is developing custom blends for corporate and special events. Also too, I work a lot with brides-to-be, creating blends just for them to give away at their weddings. I also do for like VIPs, I create blends. And as part of that process, I am trying to introduce the art of tea to the corporate world. So I guess giving people a taste and tea appreciation of how it can be used in the business environment, and breaking up like doing team building exercises, doing conferences, talking to people about the art of tea and how they can enjoy the health benefits, all of those things.
Het zijn natuurlijk allemaal dingen die oudere mensen al lang wisten, hè? Dat, hoe goed het voor ze was.
Absolutely. That's true. Interestingly, my father, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and it looked like he had to actually have that operated on. But what he did was ensured that his lifestyle was very pure, and he remained extremely positive. But he put down his recovery from this. He didn't have to get an operation. Down to green tea, from drinking lots and lots and lots of green tea. So it is, and it's amazing elixir that offers so many things.
Yeah. Hoe komt het dat mensen denken? De meeste mensen denken dat green tea, groene thee, van een hele andere plant komt. Maar dat is niet waar, hè?
That's correct. I think just purely because of the color and the taste. So it's just the process that brings out a deeper flavor profile. For example, black tea is oxidized, whereas green tea is not oxidized. It's processed in a different way and dried in a different manner to ensure that the green sort of notes stay within. And there's also aged tea. Have you heard of pu'er tea?
No.
No, so that's like aged wine, and it just gets more valuable as the age goes along. But it's a very rich, earthy type of tea that's extremely good for digestion. So a lot of people eat that with fatty foods, particularly the Asian cultures. But that's completely fermented to a very, very dark brown black in colour. So
is it bitter? Is it bitter?
Not at all. Yeah, but it's interesting because you don't really encourage people to smell that before they try it, because it has a very, very pungent smell.